welcome to Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage for today comes from John chapter 3, verses 25 through 30. Now, a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing and all are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, 'I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.' The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease." Trigger warning, there's a football analogy incoming. I remember towards the end of Tom Brady, you know, great all-time quarterback, and Bill Belichick, great all-time coach, being together in New England. And all of the talking heads in the sports world had to have this conversation. Who is more responsible for the Patriots dynasty? You know, 6 Super Bowl victories in 20 years or something ridiculous like that. You know, is it more because of Bill Belichick's coaching or more because of Tom Brady's, you know, achievements on the football field? And these questions are always fascinating to me. Everyone wants to know who's going to get the most credit. And I see it even in my own children. When they have an idea or they come up with a game or they have the right answer, they're obsessed with who's going to get the more credit, me or sister, you know, me or Bubba. And it frustrates me and my children probably to the extent that I exhibit these same characteristics. We all want recognition. We all want credit. We all want to be thought of as great. And the answer to the question, you know, who is more responsible, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, doesn't matter. It's both. Every time that Tom Brady goes out there and has an incredible game on the football field, Bill Belichick looks that much better as a head coach. And every time Bill Belichick coaches a great game and schemes it up so that the offense looks like they're world class, when really it was all on a playbook beforehand, Tom Brady looks like a better quarterback. Being obsessed with credit completely defeats the purposes, and from a spiritual perspective, is being wrapped up in ego and self rather than in humility and worship. In our story today, we see John the Baptist exhibiting the qualities that we want to see in everyone who is a true believer in Christ, everyone who is following Christ. His disciples come to him and say, "You know, John, everybody's leaving you and going to see this Jesus guy." And what's John's response? "Great. This is why I came. This is why I'm here. And when the people leave me and go see Jesus, that means that I have done my job well. That when I go see the Lord face to face, he's going to tell me, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant,' because I did the job that he had given to me." So we too will be the most satisfied, the most purpose-filled and joy-filled people we can be when we recognize that it is our goal and our job in life to point people to Jesus. This is really easy for people in ministry who get up every Sunday and preach or get up every Sunday and lead worship to start writing not on how well did we glorify Jesus today, but on how well did we sound? How great were our sermon illustrations? How many people came up after the service and told us we did a good job? People become obsessed with this. And when the ego gets bigger than our role as people who are pointing to God and saying, "Look to him, worship him, go to him," this is when you see pastors burning out or when you see people having moral failures. It's because we've changed the target. We've changed what we need to be pursuing. And so we need to look to John the Baptist, who, I love this verse, "He must increase, I must decrease." And when people, you know, tell you you did a great job at something, being ready to say thank you and be gracious to that, but also to point people back to Jesus. He's the one, as it says in our passage, no one can do anything except what he has been given. No one can accomplish or have anything except what he's been given. It looks to the book of James that says every good and perfect thing comes from above. Every talent, every ability, every good character quality that we have is a gift from the Heavenly Father. And we do our jobs well to the extent that we point people to the giver of the gift rather than receiving all of the praise ourselves for the gift that we have been given. So for us today, maybe somebody else gets credit for something we did. And our first response is going to be to rush up and make sure everyone knows that we did all the hard work and we should get all the credit. Sit back and remember, who are we working for first and foremost? Scripture tells us to do everything we do as unto the Lord. God sees what we do, and He will receive us and give us a greater reward than we could ever possibly imagine. Or maybe we are receiving the praise. Maybe we are receiving the recognition for the job we do. Let's choose to practice gratitude for the gifts that God has given us, pointing people back to the giver of the gifts, rather than just building up our own ego on the praises which are so fleeting, are here today and are gone tomorrow. Let our life show the world, He must increase, I must decrease. Because when God gets the credit, we get the joy and the peace and the blessing from our Heavenly Father as well. Lord, we thank you for the story. God, we thank you for the truth of your word that reminds us that you are the giver of every good thing that we have, and that there's joy in that, there's peace in that, that we don't need to be the cleverest, we don't need to be the strongest, we don't need to be the most talented. God, that all we need to do is to point people to our Heavenly Father, and when we do that, we can know that you will receive that as worship. God, that you will be with us and you will be working through our lives. We ask this for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.